recently caught up with Brian Palmer, AAT Past President and Tax Policy Advisor, to record a podcast. We were talking about his specialist subject, making tax digital, and I asked him what people should be doing to get themselves ready.
Yeah, we're talking about our making tax digital, my subject that I am steeped in. Really, I suppose the first thing we should say is that mandation, so the start for people needing to keep digital records, comes in on the 1st of April, but it's for return period starting on or after that date. So if you've got a return period that straddles March, April, May, you do not need to move to making tax digital recording until the 1st of June. So that's the first thing to do, I suppose, familiarise yourself with what is coming up. As again, come back to the fact that an agent or an accountant is a trusted source of information and makes your life easier for the business person to carry on running their business. Then make sure you're aware of the deadline, make sure you're aware of the nuances, make sure you know that your clients are above the 85,000 threshold who are about registered that will need to come in. Also, there are about 36,000 businesses which are being deferred until, with the most complex about affairs like group companies, some charities and things like that, they're deferred till the 1st of October afterwards, so make sure you're familiar with those. After that, as an agent, you should be signing up for your agent services account. That's the way that you will engage with HMRC for making that digital purpose. You'll keep your old government portal and gateway for a lot of your other client information, but the making tax digital part will be through the agent services account, because it's basically touching another part of HMRC's server state, which is where everything will move in the longer run. So make sure you set up that, make sure you migrate your clients across, make sure your clients either enroll themselves or you enroll them for making tax digital. Because if you don't do that bit, you will get to the last day when you're due to file a return and find out you can't file the return because your client hasn't either authorised you to do it or hasn't enrolled for making tax digital. And that could be a bit, if you're getting round to the what could be the 7th of August, you're not going to be able to sort it out in that time.
I sense that elsewhere, accountants don't always see HMRC as their friend. But here, HMRC seem to be more in the mode of trying to help people comply. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think they're pragmatic in the sense that if you change the regime and then you beat people with a stick for failing to get it right at the first instant, that's not a good model, is it? Because, you want to get people in, you want them to get familiar with it, then you bring in a penalty regime more. So in the first 12 months, there is a soft landing period for people who can't fully have a digital end-to-end engagement with HMRC. So after recording the data into the software, and before transmitting to HMRC, if there's a break between one part of the software and another in the first year, you can manually type the information into a second part.
And what about queries? Are HMRC,
HMRC a good source for
answering questions?
Yeah, I mean, when you think about a lot of this, it really is just about how do you get the information into HMRC. So yes, they're gearing up their help desk to cover that. A software company, if you're using third-party software, are very much doing the same. But if you're already filing from within software, it's really just a different mechanism to get it into HMRC. You're using an API enabled, that's an application programming interface, to submit the data to HMRC, as opposed to the old version. You used to see the facsimile on the screen, and that was called an XML version. So, but yeah, HMRC will be there. But I think the point I'm trying to make is, overall, I'm not sure there will be too many problems for the most. No, the problems are more about the things I've warned you about, which is getting people enrolled, making sure that you've got your agent services account, make sure you've got the authority to act on behalf of your client, because that's the big bugbear at the moment. In the pilot stage, is a lot of people are finding out at the last moment they haven't got the authority in place to be able to file.
And I guess this is rather stating the obvious, but goes without saying that if you're working in business, you will be thinking about how you get this right for your business, and that's important. But if you make a mistake, you've only got one time to sort it out. But if you're an agent and you're handling all sorts of clients, then you really need to be prepared because you're going to have a big problem. Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. And this is why agents should be making sure they've got, and they are signing up now in their droves for agent service account. That's the key bit. That's the bit that moves them into the part of HMRC's software estate where they can then transact with HMRC for making tax digital permanent. There are other stages to do, but then they're not overly complex, and why I hear most people are not having a lot of trouble. Do it early, make sure you do it all the way down to the authorization of your client if you're submitting on their behalf. Otherwise, that's when you're going to have the issues.